Marvelicious Toys is brought to you in part by Dorkside Toys. At DorksideToys.com, you can get the latest Marvel toys, as well as Star Wars, G.I. Joe, The Walking Dead, and more. Run by toy fans, you can be assured your order will be given great attention and packed with care. Sign up to their social channels now for stock alerts, reviews, and toy and movie news. DorksideToys.com. You'd be a dork not to shop there. Welcome to Marvelicious Toys, hosted by Justin and his amazing friends, Arnie and Marjorie. We bring you news and reviews of Marvel toys, statues, and more, because not all Marvel collections can be bagged and boarded. They're not just toys, they're Marvelicious.
Welcome to issue 127 of Marvelicious Toys. I'm Marjorie.
I'm Arnie.
And this is Justin.
We have a big show for you this week. We've got New York Comic Con coverage. We've got sales to astonish. We got so much to talk about. Let's jump right in with no further delay to
the Spectacular Store Report.
And in stores, we have nothing.
There's reports of things, but it's trickling things.
We even went to another state and looked at their stores, and they had nothing.
Yeah, I'm looking for a Storm that doesn't have paint on her boobs. So I went to Manhattan's Toys R Us, the flagship Toys R Us. Man, I could drown in all the Guardians and Spider-Man and even Captain America legends they had, but not one X-Man to be found, especially not a Storm.
Yikes. That's the big store, obviously, but I feel like that's also the most well-traveled store. So finding hard-to-find things, I just feel like it isn't going to happen there. But you still go in with hope every time you go there, don't you?
They stock the most, too. So it's, I feel like at least it balances out. And I have found hard to find figures there before, such as some of the Warriors 3 from Thor.
Fair enough.
When they were hard to find, not when they shipped everywhere. But no, still no sign of the Target exclusive Marvel Legends 3-packs.
Nope, I've seen people posting pictures of them. I don't know if they got those off of eBay from, you know, an overseas seller or what, but I did see the other day somebody found one in Target somewhere near Arizona. So they are starting to happen.
Yeah, I think by our next show, we might have a good shot at least hearing of people first degree of separation finding them, if not someone somewhere on some internet.
Yeah, because the DPCI trick is not working on that right now. I mean, unless you're in a store, it'll tell you if it's in that store or not. But using the app, it just brings up Boys Toys.
And there's also been some guy on some internet somewhere found the Wonder Man wave of figures, actually found translucent Wonder Man in a Target.
I think you verbally cooled that one.
I ordered it off Hasbro Toy Shop. Everyone will get a Wonder Man now.
Yeah, I mean, with nothing else really shipping from that line, I guess it's had to happen.
My only real store happening occurred a week ago, last Tuesday, when X-Men Days of Future Past finally hit DVD, and so I did my normal pre-work store run, and then my normal 10 a.m. lunch run to Best Buy.
Oh, yeah.
There was the Walmart exclusive. I may actually return that one after really evaluating it. It is still unopened because all it came with were digital comics of Days of Future Past, not like the movie adaptation or anything, but like the old Chris Claremont 2 issues.
But that's what Walmart likes to do, though. Remember they started that way back with Spider-Man?
Yeah, but if there was any bonus content about the movie or something, but these are 2 digital comics that you can get for like $1.99 straight from Marvel. So I don't see the need to buy a $25 movie for it.
Yeah, it didn't even come with like a plastic pencil case or anything.
No pencil case. I did go and check the Amazing Spider-Man exclusives just in case it shipped late. Still no pencil case.
Damn it.
Best Buy had a nice package, the Trask Files, that had those insert cards. So it's almost like a companion piece to the X-Men set that they released previously.
Oh, that's cool.
Target, strangely, it's usually Best Buy who gets the steelbooks, but that's with the real Marvel cinema movies. This being a Fox movie, Target had all those metal packs, and so they got the metal pack, which is kind of steelbookish, for Days of Future Past in the exclusive packaging, a really nice package.
Did any of these do that Winter Soldier trick where they came out with six different covers?
Thank God, no.
Don't start that, Justin.
Well, it wasn't my idea.
I know, but don't encourage it.
I got home from work and I went, Marjorie, good news. I only bought three copies of Days of Future Past.
But seriously, that could have gotten way out of hand. There's so many characters in this movie.
Well, Empire Magazine did covers before the movie came out. I think they did 19 or 21 different character covers.
That's right.
I just bought the Rogue. And that's the thing with this movie, is a lot of people on our Facebook page are like, which one are you getting? None, because they've already announced what they're calling the Rogue Cut next year, where they insert all those scenes.
Oh, so that's not even out yet.
No, that's coming next year. This is the theatrical cut.
Actually, a friend of ours who's a big Rogue fan and drives a Nissan Rogue is waiting patiently for that one.
Well, I mean, it's a whole other storyline that got completely cut, so yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm very much looking forward to it. I like Anna Paquin. I like Rogue. I was excited that she was coming back, and all the scenes on the cutting room floor, except for one that really made very little sense other than, hey, it's Rogue. But I wanted the theatrical cut anyway, and I'm a collector, so I wanted these packages. I also did get the Magneto helmet from Amazon, the Cerebro helmet from Amazon.co.uk. Well, Marvel collector and porn star Tanya Tate sent me a message on Twitter saying, check your order on that. It got delayed.
Oh.
So it is shipping in November, my Cerebro set.
Oh, that's not too bad.
It's not like the Avengers briefcase that 6 months later finally found a release.
It ended up being much smaller than we were hoping. Now, that helmet would be the one thing that I think would interest me.
The Cerebro or the Magneto? Because
both, but like the Magneto one obviously is way cool looking. Do you have that in hand? Did that already show up?
Yes, it did. It is bigger than I expected, but it's not going to fit on my head.
No.
It's a little bigger than like a mini bust. I'd say it's about the size of the head of a legendary scale bust.
Oh, see, I was thinking it was like the same scale as like, remember Master Replicas and those guys did Star Wars quarter scale or smaller?
Oh, no, it's bigger than that.
Just a little bigger than that, yeah.
I would say you could put it on a medium-sized dog, but it'd be too big on my Chihuahuas.
Yeah, but it wouldn't fit on my Cocker Spaniel, so
I'll try it on my Chorky.
That would be probably. Yeah,
that might work. You could have Chorknito or something, I guess.
But I've talked quite a bit on the show about steelbooks, and being just an American Yank, I honestly am ignorant about steelbooks because those are really the purview of the British. So here to join us is, from Star Wars Action News, is segment host Steve the Ginger Prince, our man of steelbooks.
Hello there, folks. My name's Odin, King of Asgard, the Allfather, and Protector of the Nine Realms. Well, it's not really. My name's Steve. But for this issue, if you could call me Star-Lord, then that would be cool. I'm usually to be found on some of the other Venganza podcasts as a segment host, and I have an admission to make. Whilst I'm a massive fan of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, that's about as far as it goes. In fact, the only Marvel comic books that I've ever read are the Star Wars ones with the big green talking wabbit in. So what am I doing on the foremost Marvel collecting show on the internet, I hear you ask? Well, I am a collector. No, not in that sense. I don't look like Jacobin Mugatu. I primarily collect Star Wars stuff, hence my privileged association with Arnie, Marjorie and Justin. But I do have other proclivities, and one of those is steelbooks, and that's why I'm in your ears now. Let's start off with what a steelbook is, because as you can hear by my dulcet tones, I'm more Captain Britain than Steve Rogers, and I'm not sure if they're called something else in other parts of the world. Every time I say the word steelbook, try and imagine a tiny superscript, capital T, capital M, appearing to the right of the word, because the word's actually a trademark of a Danish company, who introduced what they describe as an innovative, exclusive packaging for high-profile music, video and game releases. Basically, a steelbook consists of a metal exterior and an inner core of plastic with the same dimensions of a standard style case in which to house your disc. Why bother collecting steelbooks? Why aren't the standard blue Amray plastic cases good enough for your films? Well, we're all collectors here, aren't we? and we all understand the attractiveness of uniqueness and the pull of exclusivity, both of which comes with the steel. A steelbook offers the collector something that the standard plastic case doesn't. I'm betting you simply don't showcase and take as much pride in those blue plastic cases like a steelbook collector does with his tins. If I'm not winning you over with the exclusivity argument, then there are two other main things that steelbooks offer. Firstly, there's the fact that they look sexier than ScarJo in a catsuit. Printing on metal creates a premium photographic quality, and there's tremendous scope for creating some fantastic images that just couldn't be replicated on the paper insert or card insert of standard packaging. Most steelbooks use the full area of both the exterior and the interior of the tin to showcase some bloody lovely artwork, and in 99% of cases it's free of any other guff like barcodes, technical information, company branding, etc. All this usually coming on an insert or on a sleeve so as not to spoil the design aesthetic. A lot of steelbooks are not just a plain printed flat tin. There are a number of jazzy variations that are used to great effect. A combination of matte and or glossy lacquers are often used to create special design effects. Some tins are embossed or debossed to emphasise the title of the movie or the main character, giving them a tactile quality. For me, the steelbook design is the major pulling point. My steelbook collection is not just my movie collection, it's an art collection, and it gives me pleasure without watching the films. The second reason you might be interested in dipping your toe in the steelbook collecting arena is exclusive content. Some steelbooks offer little extras that you can't get anywhere else. This might be additional discs or extra features. It's perhaps appropriate that it's me talking to you about steelbooks, as it truly is an international affair. Different steelbooks for the same film are made in different countries, so the American release will probably be totally different to the UK release, which will be totally different from the German release, and so on and so forth. If you're a variant collector, then there's definitely plenty to get your teeth into here. I'm strictly a UK disc collector at the moment, mainly because I'm not Rockefeller, and it's expensive enough without collecting multiple versions of the same film. I also don't like foreign languages on my steelbooks, not because French offends me, but because I want my collection to be as uniform as possible. There are a couple of downsides to being a steelbook collector, and I've just mentioned the first one. It's expensive. Here in the UK, a new release steelbook is usually £19.99. That's $30 to $35 US. Some are released at cheaper prices by the smaller companies, but premium releases can be more. And wouldn't you know it, the Marvel Cinematic Universe steelbooks fall into this category, being $24.99 a pop for a 3D release. Exclusivity can be a negative as well as a positive. Some steelbooks are very limited release, and with a growing family of steelbook collectors and also scalpers that know the value of the product, this can lead to a bun fight that inevitably you sometimes end up losing. If you miss out on a limited release, say a printing of 2,000 copies, which is not uncommon here in the UK, then picking one up can be a costly business, as I've found out a number of times. You're usually okay with a wider release title, but if there's high demand for these, as there is with the Marvel Cinematic Universe titles, then you're better off pre-ordering to avoid post-release headaches and regret. Every hero needs a villain, and the nemesis of the steelbook collector are the twin evils of the ding and the scratch. I'm sure Arnie has used the fear of the dent as a reason for not getting into the steelbook habit before, and it is a real fear. A scratch or a dent in a tin can ruin the look, but there are ways around it. My superpower against these villains is akin to rubbering up, as I choose to sheath my steelbooks in a plastic protective case, as I don't want my cases rubbing against each other on the shelf. I found an eBay seller who produces a high quality sleeve that I like, and I buy them in bulk, which works out at about 50p per sleeve. I've also seen some folk on Blu-ray forums worrying about the steelbooks rusting. But to that, I say, what if your arm bursts? In other words, if I was worried about things like that, I couldn't enjoy my life. Most steelbooks come with a J-card, or a small card sleeve that I either throw away or cut down to size, and include inside the tin. Some collectors would gasp in horror at my practice here, but I'd sell a kidney before I would sell any of my steelbooks, so I don't need to keep these intact in case of resale. The worst is when the manufacturer stupidly sticks a paper insert to the reverse of the tin with that rubbery adhesive that you have to carefully peel off in order to avoid tin damage. Stop doing this, you plebs. There are numerous retailers here in the UK that I go to for my steelbooks. Zavvi used to be a physical retailer, but morphed into an online retailer after going into administration and losing its brick and mortar stores a couple of years ago. And they are the undisputed kings of the steelbook, offering wide releases, limited releases, and exclusives. 90% of my first time buys go through these guys. HMV is a much older store and went through similar struggles keeping their high street presence going. They too offer exclusive steals. The other place that I unfortunately end up shopping at is eBay, primarily to continue the hunt for the steelbooks needed to fill the gaps in my collection. Right, let's talk about my steelbook collection. I got into steelbook collecting quite late in the day. It was sometime last year, but I'm glad I got in when I did, as a cold feeling runs right up my spine when I think about the money I might have to spend plugging the gaps that I would have. I have over 100 steelbooks on my shelves and 20 to 30 on pre-order as we speak. I don't buy every steelbook released, although I'm sure there are some diehards who do. No, I have my own rules for my collection, which I feel under no pressure to follow because they're my rules. And if I want to break them or change them, I can, because they're my rules. Rule number one, I've set out to replace every Blu-ray currently in my movie collection with its steelbook version, if and when it gets a steelbook release. I fully realise that not everything will get a steelbook release, but I'm okay with this. I sell the standard Blu-ray disc to part fund the steelbook purchase, unless the standard Blu had unique packaging of some description, in which case I keep it. Rule 2. If a new release film comes out that I like and I want to buy the Blu-ray, then I pick it up as a steal. Again, that's if it gets a release. In addition to these two rules, I have three collections within the collection. I am all in on Disney and Pixar theatrical animated feature films, films by the director Dario Argento, and films in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. And it's the latter that you really want to hear about. I'm going to talk to you about each disc, but not in release order, but in the order that I picked them up. The first Marvel steal I picked up was the Avengers Assemble HMV exclusive. Yes, we had a silly title in the UK, so as not to confuse it with some silly people in bowler hats. This is probably my least favourite Marvel tin, being quite basic in design. It's a really glossy, inky blue stroke black tin with an embossed capital A on the front and a silver Avengers logo on the reverse. Inside art is the Avengers team photo from the New York battle. I paid full release price for this. Next up was Iron Man 3, and this little beauty set my mind on collecting every Marvel title in steelbook form. The front has an embossed art reactor on, but as so often is the case, the reverse artwork is what gets me harder than the Times crossword. It's Tony Stark in costume, just landed with all the other Iron Man suits taking off from his Malibu beachfront property behind him. It's a combination of matte and gloss lacquers, and it's a thing of beauty. I paid full price for this and was glad to do so. Inside art is Iron Man in best breakdancing pose in front of the Hall of Armour. My next pickups were steps back in time. Retailers had seemingly overproduced the Captain America the First Avenger and Thor steelbooks, and I picked them up at a reduced price online. The Cap steel has an embossed title and some lovely matte artwork that includes the lovely Captain Carter. What can I say, I'm a big fan of Hayley Atwell. Its reverse is also a matte finish, depicting his shield but with stills from the film in between the spikes of the star. The inside art is a rather disappointing murky shot of Cap and his commandos. The Thor tin has also an embossed title over artwork of Thor grasping his hammer firmly below headshots of other main characters. The reverse artwork disappointingly occupies only a third of the tin and shows some random stills from the film. Inside art depicts Hemsworth on his knees in the mud looking despairingly at Mew Mew, or however one pronounces it. Next up is Thor the Dark World, which reverses the usual trend of the back of the tin having the better artwork, with a beautiful matte action shot of our Norse god about to strike on the front of the steelbook. This carries on over to the back of the tin, which again has got portrait shots of Loki, Odin, and Natalie Portman. The inside art is again a bit blah, depicting more characters from the film in classic poster art style poses. As Thor himself might put it, "It's nice, but nicer." My next purchase was a first for me. I pre-ordered it without even seeing the film, showing the faith that I have in the House of Marvel, and also how far in I am with this steelbook collecting business. Captain America the Winter Soldier was only released a couple of weeks ago, and it's now one of my favourite steals. The front art is Cap about to jump out of a plane with his back to us, and his shield is embossed. Simply gorgeous. On the reverse, we've got Falcon, Fury, Bootylicious Widow, and Robert Redford. Inside, we're treated to a mean-looking Sebastian Stan and a helicarrier. This is a 3D release, but also comes with a standard disc. Whilst I was waiting for the second Cap film to arrive, I went back and filled in two expensive holes. If you want the first three Marvel films in steelbook form, you've got to be prepared to take a hit if you didn't get them at first time of asking. Let's start with Iron Man 2. This is a beautiful tin. On the front we've got him in Mark V armour, doing the classic "Stop in the name of love" pose with an embossed title. On the reverse we've got a glossy War Machine looking rather imposing. Inside art is also cool, as we've got Iron Man in flight. This release is out of print and your only option is eBay, and paying around the £60 mark. I got it for just over 50 quid, which hurt, but I was prepared to take the pain. Slightly less expensive, but equally hard to locate, is the film that preceded it. The Incredible Hulk is unique in that its art is landscape, not portrait, as all the other UK Marvel release steals are. Front art is glossy, depicting Norton skulking off with the green guy behind him. The reverse is all action, showing the Hulk about to smash the Abomination. Inside art is a dingy looking Abomination, again landscape rather than portrait. This steel goes for between 25 quid and 40 quid on eBay, and I got it for £23, which made me very happy. This leaves us with the only gap in my collection, which is the film that started it all. Iron Man goes for between £75 and £100 on eBay, and I've yet to pick it up. This is not for want of trying, but unlike some people on the Venganza staff, I can play the long game. And whilst its value is only going to increase, I believe I can get it at the low end of that price range, and will continue with my numerous bidding attempts in an effort to complete the collection. I did, of course, pre-order the Guardians of the Galaxy steel, again before I saw the film. And this will be released on New Year's Eve in the UK. I've picked up other Marvel steels as they've been released, but I'm not all in on every Marvel film, instead picking and choosing what I like and don't like. I've got the Spider-Man trilogy on steel, which is a beautiful matte tin with Spidey's eye on the front and webbing on the back and on the insides. I have four of the X-Men set, with the first three films and the Wolverine Origins film. Each of these is a lovely tin, but whatever you think of the film, you'd have to go a long way to beat the art on the reverse of the Wolverine Origins tin, which depicts an X-ray of his skeleton in a combination of matte and gloss lacquers. Right, I think that's me done for now. Whilst not a complete rundown, I hope I've given you a quick overview of the marvels of steelbook collecting, and if you're interested, I might be back from time to time to review future Marvel steelbook releases here in the UK.
And you'll never see me coming.
That Steve always classes up the joint a little bit, doesn't he?
He does. He really does. And he put me on a bad path because he would IM me through Twitter and say, "Arnie, there's a new steelbook. Look at this Captain America steelbook. You want me to get it for you?" And I'd be like, "No, I can't collect steelbooks."
So I see that next time I see Steve, I'm going to have a word or two with him.
As now I'm fully in on steelbooks, but
thanks, Steve.
I do have to go overseas with this X-Men Days of Future Past. There is a true steelbook release that I am stalking eBay for. It is this cool Sentinel head, totally different than the Target Metal Pack.
Oh, wow.
Unfortunately, the going rate right now has been about $150.
Yeah.
So I'm waiting for like 40 and seeing if maybe it cools itself before I get involved. But I did pick up a steelbook this week. If we're going to just talk about gorgeous steelbooks, I do still need that Incredible Hulk steelbook. But I did get Iron Man, Iron Man 2. And Steve, you missed the best one. Howard the Duck.
There's no way there's a Howard the Duck steelbook.
Yep, there is.
Unlike Steve, I do buy international ones because, again, I'm a Yank. But like Steve, I like uniformity, so I try to go with English language whenever possible. Sometimes it's just not possible, like in the case of Howard the Duck here, which I'm pretty sure this is German. But it is awesome with the metallic sheen on the front. Just completely gorgeous. It is a little gunked up with a FSK-16 rating sticker. But
what does that mean? You have to be 95 to watch it? Poor taste?
Well, it says 16. I'm guessing 16 years of age, but you have to also then adjust for the currency conversion. So 10?
I have no idea.
Can't you drink when you're like 12?
But it says Howard the Duck underneath. Ein Terrischer Held. Somewhere I've insulted a German.
I'm giggling my butt off on the back.
Yes.
There's Leah Thompson not saying, but thinking, because it's a thinking bubble, what the aspect ratio is.
Well, that's an accurate representation of the movie, Justin. Have you ever seen this movie?
And here I thought those were actually dialogue from the movie in German. Now I realize how when Howard's saying uncut, he's not referring to what he's putting the little duck condom on.
These pictures are great.
Isn't this an amazing steelbook?
Oh, this is awesome.
That Jeffrey Jones is standing there holding some bubbling cup saying it's mastered in 2.0 stereo.
And it's sprechen the Deutsch English with a CH. I can't read that other part. It's blurry.
I think it's saying subtitle. It's Untertitel.
In English. Again with a CH.
And bonus material, Howard Die Story, 11 Minuten, Howard Einblick Zurich, 27 Minuten, and diverse Kino trailer und teaser and storyboards.
Oh, man. If you would have known this was happening, you missed an opportunity. You could have been featured on here as a bonus. The guy who's buying up Howard the Duck memorabilia.
You have no idea, Justin. You have no idea.
I got a poster signed by 50 of the cast and crew, including the director, William Hayek, Leah Thompson, Tim Robbins, Jeffrey Jones.
Who can't be near within 50 feet of children any longer.
Yep.
It's all signed to Tim, who worked at ILM. He's the guy who I got the duck heads from. I'm just thinking, since all these names are signed to Tim, I should legally change my name to Tim. So they're all signed to me.
Just change your middle name.
Oh, no, that's a hassle for him.
Well, I was going to be Tim Arnie Carvalho, so that way you could still call me Arnie.
All right.
But isn't the steelbook amazing?
This is pretty cool. And to be honest with you, the front where they let the steel show through on the eggshell, that gives a really neat effect.
That is very cool.
Yeah. Unfortunately, steelbooks are just so pretty that, yes, I'm now, though, going to have to look up Steve's dealer for the cases that will protect these. That's a great idea. Now, for people who don't know the conversion rate, whenever he's talking about money, just pretty much double it, and it's dollars, because he's talking pounds. So when he says 50 cents, that's about a dollar a case, which is well worth it to protect steelbooks like this.
Yeah. If I was collecting these, that would be probably the first thing I'd go after is a way to protect them, because, yeah, I mean, put it on a shelf and put another one next to it and scratch it right up.
Yeah. So thank you, Steve, for the information, for the segment, and for the great tip on protection. Now you've got me worried my arm's going to blow up.
I have that fear every day. What do you mean you're worried now about it? I'm terrified of that. What if there's a bomb in my arm or something?
To finish off stores, I haven't found it yet, but apparently hitting Toys R Us is an exclusive Lego minifigure polybagged.
And you're going to get this though, right?
Well, I kind of already have it, but I don't have it in the baggie because it's the Rocket Raccoon with Little Groot plant that came with his warbird at San Diego Comic-Con.
But maybe I'd like one of my own.
Well, that is the key, is finding them at either ToysRUs.com or in the stores. Oftentimes, these are introduced as a promo, like buy so much in Legos, get the minifigure. But you can also sometimes just buy the minifigure cheap. So
I don't think you're taking this seriously enough.
I'm definitely going to get you one.
Because it's happening now.
Yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure you're treating this the same fervor that you've treated the Howard the Duck cast jacket.
She's not kidding. I actually have it. It's nice and satin.
It's a total 80s jacket. But I just don't feel that, you know, I doubt your commitment to Sparkle Motion right now. I really do.
You will get this minifigure.
Okay. Because he needs to stand next to my Iron Man on my desk, my little Iron Man minifigure.
Okay. And speaking of Lego minifigures,
sales to astonish.
There is another exclusive, son of a biscuit.
But it's lame. It's Electro.
Well, it's movie Electro. I love comic Electro.
Yes, comic Electro. Yeah, Jamie Foxx Electro, not so much.
But he's also kind of Ultimate Electro and a little less Jamie Foxx Electro. Anyway, it was an exclusive at Lego Kids Fest.
Kids Fest!
This Sunday!
You'll pay for the whole kit, but only need the edge.
The bad news is he's exclusive and thus hard to get in general. The good news is he is selling on eBay for about a third to a quarter the price of the collector.
Well, Come on. What's exclusive about it? Is this the one with the translucent arms and head, or is that the regular version?
That's the regular version. This one has him in a black outfit like the movie.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, if you're all in on the minifigs, I guess you gotta track it down, right?
That's my problem, is I went to Toy Fair and they gave me two of the hardest to get minifigures for going. And so I'm like, well, I'm all in. And oh boy.
You can't be all in on everything.
I'm not.
Okay.
What I'm not all in on, but man, is it kind of tempting, is Captain America shield replicas. Now, I might be feeling a little randy for Captain America shields after coming from Comic-Con. And
a little, do you mean you're a little horny, baby?
I'm trying to not use that word, but that's what I'm going for. It's not a bad word!
Are you aroused for Captain America shields, Arnie?
Well, not in that way, but like...
Do you have a tingling in your loins for the Captain America shields, Arnie?
You know how, like, when a new phone comes out, you really, really want that phone?
Yeah.
Yes, your phone horny. Forny.
Well, I really, really want a Captain America shield, and FX Collectibles was supposed to ship theirs back in August. Now, of the three of us on this show, I'm the most patient with pre-order delays. I did go to their Facebook page and see a lot of people shaking their fists, going, I paid you in full, where's my shield? The shield is coming, it's on a boat now, but I want it. And now I saw Midtown Comics sent me an email. Hey, look, we have 6 different Captain America shields, not from FX Collectibles, but from King Arts International. And these are the ones that we'd seen before, all of them from the Winter Soldier.
I know which one you should buy here.
Which one is it? Because I don't know which one I should buy here. They are all gorgeous. You've got the standard red, silver, and blue, which is just like the FX one. But honestly, I think it has a nicer stand than FX Collectibles. You can get it either with a stand that is like a tripod or a gorgeous wall frame for the same price.
Yeah, so you're not looking at 6 different ones here. You're looking at 3 different ones, each with 2 different display options.
Yes. Then they've got the shield that I don't think was ever really in the movie, the undamaged stealth shield with the blue and silver. But then there's the one from the poster that's like the red, white, and blue all damaged up.
The battle damage is the one that I'm like, as soon as I open the page, I'm like, that's the one you buy.
That is cool.
Oh, it's awesome. It's $900, which is about what I paid for FX's, and I just don't think I need to have an armory of cap shields, but no. Man, is
so you can
nice.
Have a hall of armor, but not an armory.
Here's my advice. Wait on these. Wait until we get those quarter scale replicas that we saw FX had. Remember they had the whole lineup of those small ones?
Yeah, and those will only be like 50 to 75 a shield.
Yeah, and that might fill this need a little bit. And then if you're still shield horny after that, then go back and spend $900 on a full-size shield.
I think we need to say that from now on, because we can't say horny on the show, Justin. We need to say he's aroused by the shields. His man parts are beeping.
So neither of you go for the undamaged blue and silver?
Fuck no.
I just think it looks kind of pristine, you know?
Kind of rainbow brighty. Not loving it.
It's not iconic. And like you said, not even certain that it was in the movie.
Yeah, that's really true. I love their wall displays, though. The one from FX is very minimalist, and so you barely see it. But I have a feeling I might have a little trouble actually getting it on a wall, because I'm going to have to measure and get the exact spots right and everything for it. Here, you just hang this thing on a wall, and then you put the shield on it, and it looks glorious. It has a little display plaque at the bottom. I mean, I'm honestly loving the shield. Although, FX Collectibles, I've held that shield. It's a glorious shield, and I think that the shield, it may match it, but it can't be better than FX's shield.
And we were just at Midtown less than a week ago, like a few days ago, literally, and they did not have these on display in their biggest store.
Well, that's because the release date is January 31st, 2015. This is called a pre-order.
Oh, I didn't know there were pre-orders. I was going to say, because I would have held one at the store.
But these are glorious. $900 a shield. I just need to wait, like you say, Justin. I need to get my one shield in hand. But this is the only place I've seen them for sale through an American dealer. So if you are interested in a Winter Soldier-specific shield, you got to go to King Arts. Because mine specifically is an Avengers shield, which also may possibly be a little smaller or a little larger, depending upon which prop they used, as the props differ in size based upon what Chris Evans is doing in that scene.
Yeah. And these don't seem to be, if they are, they're not saying limited edition or limited to a certain amount of being made. So I have a feeling these might be around after they come out. They're not coming out until the end of January next year.
Yeah.
You might have some time to think about it.
And who knows, maybe 5 years from now, 10 years from now, I'll find one for $5 to $100 instead of $1,000.
Very possible. Especially with them offering each in two different formats. You know, if it was just one of each of the different styles, I could see them going real fast, but people are going to have to make a choice here.
And the thing that is not saying is that it's limited to a certain manufacturer number.
Right.
If it's unlimited, that's going to be at Midtown for 40% off next Christmas.
Okay. Margie, write it down. We're going to play the long game on this one.
Okay. Because I have a Captain America problem as it is.
It's not a replica Winter Soldier arm. You're fine. Your problem with Captain America is he's your enemy.
That's true. He's my enemy. But I am wearing Captain America earrings right now because they don't make Winter Soldier earrings.
And speaking of repaints of collectibles, Sideshow has repainted one of their J. Scott Campbell Spider-Man statues. Actually, the Spider-Man. It's not Gwen Stacy in a different coat. But the Spider-Man one, the exclusive, it sold out. Now you can get him in what they're calling the classic colors, which is really not classic so much as like McFarlane era when he was wearing black and dark red. You know, around the time of Batman, 1989.
Yeah.
All heroes had to be dark.
They're all moody.
It's a straight repaint then, right? There's nothing different about the base or anything?
Well, the base is also heavily repainted. And I kind of like the repaint of the base because it has the Spider-Man comic logo. It makes it look like a 3D comic cover, whereas the other one just kind of looks like it's Spider-Man on a wall that was graffitied with Spider-Man's face.
Oh, yeah. I thought that spider was embossed on there.
Yeah, it's really nice looking.
Yeah, the background is definitely an upgrade, but I like the other Spider-Man better because it's more the classic Spider-Man that I know and love.
Now, I've been on this show a lot grousing about Sideshow doing their repaints, but this is one I can actually endorse, especially having the exclusive edition of the Spider-Man where he has his mask pulled up a little bit. So I could have mask down classic colors and mask up blue and reds.
Which is confusing because Marjorie just said the one she liked better looks more classic.
But it's actually called classic.
Right. The new one's classic, right?
The new one is called classic.
But Marjorie thinks the other one's more classic.
Yeah, because that's the color he was in the cartoon.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. We all agree that naming this classic is confusing.
You're right. They should have just called it the McFarlane-inspired scheme.
What's funny is this is the second time they've done this. When they did their original premium format Spider-Man way back when, they did the classic color variant limited to 75 pieces.
Ooh.
And it's this black and red coloring, and it's really nice looking. So this one, and especially because it's a comiquette versus a premium format, that $100 does make a difference on repaintability. When you're at $450 versus $300, it hurts more when you repaint.
Yeah.
But I think they did a good job with the base on this one, and now you get to pick your Spider-Man colors.
Yeah, as far as repaints go, this doesn't upset me.
And as far as pre-orders go, and speaking of bad paint jobs, I got my Agent Venoms in the mail from Walgreens.
Still bad paint jobs, huh?
The one Marjorie found has the best paint job I've ever seen.
That's because I searched through every single one to find you the best one. But let me tell you something, at least here, when I tried to return the two that had really bad, sloppy paint jobs, it's like the guy didn't even care that was painting them. They weren't sure because they hadn't really done one in a very long time on how to return it from an internet purchase.
Yeah, we did return these because I'd bought them when they were in stores. I mean, they'd already not only hit stores, but then gone on sale in stores, and then gone back up in price in stores, and then they did their shipment for online pre-orders.
Yeah. Those Agent Venoms, I feel like we're going to be able to pick up more of them come Christmas time for $5 a piece.
I agree.
Yeah, for some reason, I felt like I had to pre-order two because it was limit two, and I thought maybe you needed one, Justin. I'd ordered before I saw you that morning at Comic-Con, or maybe somebody else would need one. We're swimming in them, so I just returned both.
Yeah, that was like some con hype going on there with those QR codes and says, pre-order now, and people were going, oh, this is sold out, and the Boba Fett's gone, and I think people got super hyped up really quick over something that I think Marvel may have, or Hasbro may have overshipped in the long run.
But honestly, I'll say we've never seen the Boba Fett in our town. The swimming in the Venoms, but we've never seen the Boba Fett.
Because officially, not supposed to be put on shelf until November 1st.
Oh, well, that would be why. Then I'm not going to worry about it.
The Boba Fett shipped the day after the Venoms in a separate box.
Uh-huh.
And finally, speaking of pre-orders, man, remember Comic-Con? We're just talking about it with the Agent Venoms. We also at Comic-Con pre-ordered the 3D plus me statues.
And this is where I get impatient.
You've been very anxious for these. Well,
they said 4 to 6 weeks.
Hey, you got both of yours and an extra.
Oh, they sent an extra.
I'm thinking they may not have been prepared for what Comic-Con brought in the way of an onslaught, because Marjorie ordered two statues, a MODOK in the 6-inch scale, because that's all they did MODOK in. 3D printing, I think they could just, you know, increase that and do whatever scale they want, but MODOK was specifically 6-inch. And then you got the Black Widow. We decided to go a little bit more extravagant and get it in the Bishojo scale of 8-inch.
Mm-hmm.
And then for me, I got the 8-inch kneeling Iron Man and the 6-inch MODOK. Well, weeks and weeks and weeks pass, and Marjorie is getting impatient and has me email 3D plus me and go, where are they? And they're like, well, we're working on it. It's in the queue. Finally, a box comes. It's Marjorie Doc.
Or Marge Dam, as my friend calls it. It's very cool. I really like it. Now, the weird thing is it's got this like grainy texture.
The 3D printing is still not where we'd all like it to be.
Now, Justin got his MODOK too, right?
You know, I got mine a long time ago. And seeing that you guys just got yours now, I'm going to tell you, I screwed up. Because looking at your pictures, you guys remember, you guys went and actually stood in line and did the sit down one.
Yeah.
Well, while I was standing in line, I don't know if I told this story or not. When I was standing in line for that, one of the guys working the booth said, are you waiting in line for this? I'm like, yeah. He's like, well, you can do it on this thing, too. They had these stand-up kiosks with, like, touch screens on them. And he's like, well, you can do it right here, too. So he showed me how to get to MODOK in there, and it took one picture of me and ordered it right through there. Forget about it. I got mine, and looking at mine, it did not print or scan my face, like my facial shape. What it did is took a picture of my face and printed it on a pre-made shaped MODOK face.
Interesting.
So it's like a cheaper, quicker way of doing it. But yours, both of yours look like they actually scanned the contours of your face and printed it out that way.
We got our noses, and yeah, it's definitely our facial shape.
Yeah. So next time I'm going to have to do the full sit down treatment.
Yeah, because if they only did a photo of you, Justin, all they could do is basically paint it to look like you, because they won't have a 3D you.
Right. It's almost like when you send your picture in to one of those online sites, and then a couple weeks later you get a teddy bear with your face printed on it. Like, that's what mine kind of looks like.
They do that? That sounds creepy.
It is creepy.
Yeah, I think in all of the ones we're going to talk about, though, the 3D printing, I mean, I remember in 1989, I was giddy over my dot matrix printer and my print shop banners with my tractor feed paper that I could, you know, string 24-inch long happy birthday banners with and print graphics. And yeah, they didn't look like something an artist would draw, but hey, it's what you could do at the time. And now then 10 years later, the inkjets that looked really pixelated and could only do 6 colors, but hey, we were printing photos that kind of looked like they were painted in pointillism. And then 10 years after that, we got photo printers. I think in 20 years, 3D printing is going to be Star Trek amazing. But right now, it's dot matrix.
Yeah, definitely. You're right. It's the type of thing where, you know, maybe sometime in the future, buying toys is going to be us downloading the template and printing that toy at home.
Yeah, I completely believe it.
The MODOK's the best one I think I've gotten.
Your Black Widow looks good.
The Black Widow's good too, but they're way better than the Disney ones.
Yes, these are far better. They're already, just in the 2 years since we did a Disney one for Star Wars, I can tell that this one has a less grainy texture. The lines are finer on it already.
And I think the key to these is picking a character where it's only your face showing. Because when you have to start picking somebody else's hair, that's when it starts to get lost.
Yeah, the MODOK looks a lot like Marjorie, whereas the Black Widow, because the hair is a different color and the hair is very long, it's like, I see it, but the more I look at like the hair and the rest of it, it looks less like Marjorie. Whereas I think the Iron Man is very creepily me.
It's very much you.
Yeah, that's kind of creepy. I'll agree with that.
Yeah, but I really like these statues, I mean, for what they are. But yes, Marjorie got her MODOK, Then about a week later, Marjorie got her Black Widow,
which arrived in a fantastic box, like a nice gift box with foam inside, like a real keepsake. I was really impressed.
Yeah, the MODOK was just bubble wrapped.
Yeah, I think that's how mine came too.
Then she like has me email because where's mine? And so I email. Did my MODOK come? My MODOK never came.
No.
But my Iron Man came and he didn't come in a nice box. My theory is most of their figures are tall, standing up on these like statue bases that have the year printed on them. And that's what the box is for, is a figure standing in a heroic pose. When you get Iron Man, who's bent over, crouched, he's kind of squat in that position, or MODOKs, who are round, they just don't have the boxes for those.
Uh-huh.
Or they have the boxes for the 8-inch ones because they messed up my Iron Man. I paid for the 8-inch Iron Man, and I opened it up, and it was only 6 inches. And I'm not sure because Iron Man is crouching. And I'm like, if I write in and say they gave me too small an Iron Man and I'm wrong. So I got the Black Widow and I actually measured from ankle to knee on both of them. And quite clearly, when placing my Iron Man next to Marjorie's Black Widow, it looked like a hobbit. So I write to them and I say, the Iron Man you sent me was too small. They're like, okay, keep it. We'll print you out the 8-inch one. So I'm like, cool. That's a good make right. I now have a spare Iron Man. I can photograph the two scales. So where's my MODOK? I'm a patient man. I wait. A box comes just yesterday from 3D Plus Me, addressed to Marjorie, though. I'm like, that doesn't seem right. But Marjorie's like, it's got to be your MODOK. And we open it up. Yep, MODOK. Marjorie MODOK. So we've received two Marjorie MODOKs, zero Arnie MODOKs, and a wrong-sized Iron Man. I have a feeling in the end I will have as many 3D Plus Me statues as I have Hot Toys, and I will have only paid for four of them because they're just going to keep sending wrong ones.
You could probably at this point just be like, and where's my Captain America? Oh, sorry, sir. We'll get that right out to you.
Well, that's the thing is I wanted another one. We saw them at Wizard World Chicago in August.
Yes.
And they said they were going to be at New York Comic Con, and there may be a new character there. And I, like, first of all, I really wanted to take a camera phone picture of, say, when I say, because they let you see your face on the body and things in that 3D mold. I'd be like, let me see me on a Black Widow, just to see how messed up that would look. Plus, I figured I could get maybe a standing Iron Man or a Captain America or something else, but I'd pay them, I'd buy a statue, but I'd be like, yeah, I want to see my face on the Black Widow body, just because I think that would be hysterical. Missed opportunity. Well, we get to Comic-Con, we walked the entire floor, we posted to Facebook, we searched the exhibitor list. There was no 3D Plus Me.
Huh.
No, but we did go to the Hasbro party.
The night before,
and they were there with Super Awesome Me, which is their Titan-sized and articulated figure that you can get.
And Justin, I must give you complete credit. You nailed it. It's a Titan body with a grainy, completely different texture, dot matrix-looking 3D head.
Yes.
Now the $1,000 question is, how much do they want for that?
$45 is the price for a Super Awesome Me.
Yeah, it's a little bit pricey, but at least it's not the $80-$90 they're asking for the cool ones.
And for the 8-inch cool ones, I was paying $120.
Yeah.
So at New York Comic Con, I plan on getting a Super Awesome Me just so we could review one on the show. And yes, I realize $45 is a price to pay, but it would be me on an Iron Man Titan figure and we could talk about it. Well, fortunately, the fine folks at Hasbro and 3D Plus Me did it free for the attendees at that party.
Oh, cool.
There were only two characters available, despite the art on the machine and the graphics on the machine all showing Black Widow and other characters. Your choices were Iron Man or Captain America. As I thought Marjorie would look a little weird with a six-pack and Chris Evans pecs, I told her to get the Iron Man. I mean, the Iron looked good on Pepper Potts.
Yeah, it did.
So
yeah.
That can work. You can put a woman in an Iron Man suit a lot better than you can put a woman in Captain America spandex.
It's more the hair, because I got that Han and Carbonite from Disney, and I look very manly.
So is this the same type of process where they scan your face and then you pick the hairstyle?
You can pick from a group of pre-selected hairstyles, yes.
What about that guy with the beard? Is the beard a pre-selected hairstyle, or did they scan that?
They scanned his beard. They scanned my beard.
Huh. You know what I would have been thinking is, sure, they only have two choices here, but if you get the Captain America, it's just a plain head. Go home and go to the store, pick out any Titan figure you want, and pop it on there.
Yeah, that's what some friends of ours were saying at the party. They don't even collect Marvel, but they did this. We got in right at the right time, because Free Super Awesome Me, within 30 minutes, that line literally circled the room.
Wow.
We got in there. We had to wait quite a while. I'd say a half an hour. We started like eighth in line. It was a slow process. If you got in the end of the line when we were done, you would have been there till midnight, maybe. But we got in there pretty early, got up there, and we talked to one of our friends. They're like, well, if it was Iron Man or Captain America, we all chose Iron Man, and then all realized, crap, we could have gotten Captain America and then put him on a Jedi body or something that they actually collected. But they all went for the cooler of the two superheroes. And
yeah, I mean, it looks like you're getting more for your money with the Iron Man, for sure. It just feels more robust with that mask on top.
Mm-hmm. So Marjorie got the Iron Man. I got the Captain America. They said 4 to 6 weeks. I figure we'll see him around Valentine's Day.
You think that's soon?
I bet you sooner, because it's just the heads, keep in mind.
That's true.
You know, with the other ones, there's, even though it's just your face that they're scanning, they still have to 3D print the entire statue on the other ones. This is just heads.
Yes, but they still haven't gotten SDCC right. So they're still making those, I assume, as they're still coming. I don't know how many more MODOKs I'm going to get. And then they had those store events with the Super Awesome Me at the Walmarts and Sam's Clubs. And then they did the Hasbro thing. And then they are F.A. Schwartz in New York. And then they're at Times Square Toys R Us in New York.
Yeah, they're going to milk this for a while, I think.
Well, it's a great thing to do. I saw a lot of interest. I think, you know, again, I complain about the printing quality because I'm in technology and I'm a perfectionist. But come on, how cool is it, your face on a superhero, or especially your face on a MODOK? And yeah, everybody needs one of these. And then when they upgrade the process and get a finer grain and a little more smooth, you're going to want a new one because it's better. This is the new selfie.
It's the collector selfie. You got me thinking now, like in a couple of years, how cool would it be if like Hot Toys offers a 3D printout of your head, and then you can pick your own body outfit?
Nice. That would be awesome. Or just a customizer who would, you know, you get your head scanned and they can print them out and you pop it on a Hot Toys body.
Yeah, I think they have that now, actually. You have to send in like 3 angles of your head. Then they'll send you a head for either a 3¾-inch or a 12-inch figure.
Well, I think I need Mech Test Arnie Carvalho.
Yeah, that might be our... Let's do those for Christmas.
The question is if we're going to get these before we get our Yes Anime figures.
Well, let's talk about Yes Anime and New York Comic Con. But let's talk about it next week. We're going to do a bonus show next week because this show's running long and we got a lot of stories to share and news to share from New York Comic Con. So we're going to be back next Wednesday with that coverage of New York Comic Con. Well, before we go, let's just give a shout out to our sponsor, Dorkside Toys, who has some great sales going on. There's a lot of new pop vinyls up for pre-order. The Thor ones, including that helmeted Heimdall, and all of the Dark World ones, the nice Odin with the eye patch. Those are on sale 20% off.
Nice.
Over at Dorkside Toys. Also, they've got those X-Men ones coming out in December. This 20% off is good for pre-orders. And the Howard the Duck pop vinyl. Also over there, you can get your Disney Infinity figures, the Reaction figures. If you spend over $40 on Reaction figures, not Marvel, but you got Alien and horror films and Goonies, over $40 and free shipping, plus all the latest Star Wars figures. So thank you to Dorkside Toys for your support of Marvelicious Toys. So thank you all for listening. We will be back next week with our coverage from New York Comic Con, including Hasbro's Twas the Night Before Fair, and an update on Play Imaginative.
So all that and more on the next Marvelicious Toys.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Marvelicious Toys. If you enjoyed this podcast, please help our show by leaving us a 5-star review on iTunes. There's even more Marvelicious content at our website, MarvelliciousToys.com. At the site, you can see pictures of the products we discussed, find checklists for Marvel toys, talk and trade toys in the Marvelicious forums, and much more. It's all at Marvelicioustoys.com. We want to hear your thoughts on Marvel collectibles. You can leave reports of your latest toy finds as well as product reviews on our voicemail at 803-MARVEL-4. That's 803-627-8354. Or email an MP3 or iPhone voice memo to show@Marvelicioustoys.com. Marvelicious Toys is produced and edited by Arnie Carvalho. Marvelicious Podcast video enhancement by Andrew, Daryl, Josh, and Barrett. Marvelicious website design by Jason. Graphic design by Justin. Photo editing by Curtis and Jeff. Announcements by Brock. If you also like Star Wars collecting is covered at our other podcast, Star Wars Action News, which you can find at swactionnews.com. If you want to hear reviews of every movie ever based on Marvel Comics, check out those reviews and hundreds more on the Now Playing Podcast at nowplayingpodcast.com. Marvel Comics and all that the Marvel Multiverse contains are the intellectual property of Marvel Entertainment Incorporated, a subsidiary of the Walt Disney Company, and no infringement is intended. Marvelicious Toys is a Venganza Media production, copyright 2014, all rights reserved, and no part of this show may be reproduced, repurposed, or redistributed without the written permission of Venganza Media Incorporated.
The Deadpool is good, but I'm just saying that I think the others, the hot toys, knock some of these out of the park. See, and I think this girl with the hands in her vagina, her torso's off, but her waist is just wrong. It's just, it's not a natural pose or looking body.
What girl has her hands on her vagina?
Oh, is Justin only hearing half of this?
Yeah.
You can repeat your question, Justin.
What girl has her hands on her vagina?
I don't know. She's in the X-Men. She has blonde hair, and there's, like, hands going up her vagina.
They're on her thigh. They're not anywhere near the vajayjay.
Is this some art you got?
No, this is... this is a sideshow statue.
Who is it?
Magic.
By Olivia Newton-John?
Her body's off, though.
No, that's her body talk.
Let me hear your body talk.
That is not their bet. They can do much better than that.
It's a maquette. It was really, you know, they don't do their best work on the maquette line.
Why would you buy it then?
I like it.
Well, I know this is so I'm going to buy it anyway.
Hold on now. It's a lower cost item. It's a mid-range.
Oh, boy. We're starting off arguing. This is going to be good.
Yeah. Fortunately, I started recording immediately, so I'm already bloopered up.
Nice. Using the app. It just brings up boys' toys.
Do you like boy toys?
You know.
There was the Walmart exclusive that really wasn't all that exclusive. It was...
Gesundheit.
It was nothing to sneeze at.
I'm really tired, so you're really funny. Chorknito or something, I guess.
That sounds like a Mexican dessert.
Yeah, it Chorky. Kinda does.
Chorknito. Yes, I'll have the chalupa and a chorknito.
Please drive around.
Or a chihuahua tornado, chorknado.
Ooh, I think you just came up with the next sci-fi.
Yep.
Let's get writing.
Here you guys go. You wanted something. There you go.
So here to join us is, from Star Wars Action News, segment host Steve the Ginger Prince, who is quite the steelbook man. He's the man of steelbooks.
Wow, that's your last pun for the night.
Yeah.
There's no way there's a Howard the Duck steelbook.
Yep, there is. He's getting it now. See, now we can talk about him because he's walked away from the microphone. Oh, no, he's coming back. He's got it in his hand. See, if you were here, this would be an indignant walk over to you and show you.
Your phone?
No, it's on the table.
Because I realized I'm not using Skype on my actual computer. So, ergo, I cannot turn on the...
Camera.
Oh.
Mine's on the table.
Now I'm curious as to what he picked up thinking it was his phone that wasn't. If it wasn't even a phone.
I don't know. That's kind of scary, isn't it?
Oh, that's not a phone.
Nope. This is not a phone.
It's like the blind man doing Rubik's Cube in UHF. Is that it? Nope. UHF is always funny.
Underappreciated, for sure.
Finally coming out on Blu-ray.
In Steelbook.
All right, Justin, grab your telephone.
All right.
And speaking of Lego minifigures, sales to astonish. So if you are interested in a winter shoulder?
Dang, that was so loud, I thought it was my phone.
My dad's called twice. Do you think there's an emergency?
Answer, find out.
Check it out.
He's dead.
I did see a thing.
That would interrupt recording.
I'm guessing that because he said sometime when I get time to call him.
Okay, yeah.
So I'm thinking no one's dead.
You want to turn that into pure silent versus vibrate?
Pure silence.
All right.
Pure silence activated, Mr. Carvalho.
Pure silence. Pure silence.
I paid for the 8-inch Iron Man, and much like a one-night stand from a bar, I opened it up and it was only 6 inches.
It's usually less than that. But okay.
Was it cold when you opened it?
It was a little sloppy.
It had been in the pool.
And by the way, I want you guys to know, if you do an image search for 3D Plus Me, Arnie comes up. Like, go to images. If you do 3D Plus Me San Diego, or SDCC.
How do you spell it, exactly?
3D space plus space me.
Okay, because...
space SDCC.
Mm-hmm. And then images?
Uh-huh.
Oh my god, it's me! I'm number 3!
Oh, wow.
From our site!
And if you take out SDCC, you're on the third line.
Wow.
I'm famous!
Infamous.
Would you? That's more than famous. Oh, look at that. That's pretty cool.
No, I feel weird.
Being on the Google and all.
I just really desperately, although now I'm afraid it'll be a top 3-line Google image search, but I really wanted to take a camera phone picture of because they let you see your face on the body and things in that 3D mold, I'd be like, let me see me on a Black Widow, just to see how messed up that would look.
I'd like to see me on a Black Widow.
Oh! I set him up, you knock him down.
Couldn't let that one go by. Couldn't watch that one go over the plate.
And I responded with an Andrew Dice Clay, oh! And she got a bone of her own, oh!
Nice. Little side note, I saw his most recent comedy thing, and the whole time I'm sitting there going like, was it just because I was like 14 that I found this guy funny?
Yes!
Or what?
Because this is awful. And you have a penis. Yeah. Because... he didn't, as girls, we're just like, this isn't funny. What is this?
It was funny.